Hello, Jim Koloff with 93.5 The Mix. Traveling with the Magical Mix Kids on our 21st annual trip to Disney World. And I've got a mom here, Rachel, or Rhonda Greenwood. And Rhonda, you have a very unique situation with your family here. How many in your group?
We are a family of nine.
And how many of those nine are adopted?
All seven. There's seven of the nine.
Seven adopted children. Mm-hmm. And you and your husband, Randy. What a commitment you've made to adopt seven children, and that's a blessing right there. But you do have one that has some health problems.
That is correct.
And what is her condition?
She has hereditary spirochosis and an enlarged spleen.
Okay. Now, can you tell us about those conditions? I know you said you're still kind of learning about them.
Yes, I am. She takes medicine every day to make sure the liver works correctly, because she can become jaundiced. So she takes folic acid every day to help control that. And her blood cells come out as spears. I'm still learning, as I said, so that's about all I know so far.
Right. Now, did you know this when you adopted her, that this was a condition?
I did know that she had a condition, yes.
Okay. And then you've just had to adapt around that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So not only a family of nine, but then one with some special health needs.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is it about this trip? Is this something you would have been able to do on your own with such a large family?
No, not at all. This has been a total blessing.
Well, we are so happy that the Cedar Valley has made this possible. It's not Magical Mix Kids. It's all the businesses and all of our supporters that have done this. And we want to thank them, as we've been trying to do all week long on the radio. But you had a unique situation on the trip down. We bussed up to Minneapolis from the Cedar Valley area. And we were getting ready to board the plane to go to Orlando, a direct flight. And you tell us about that unique situation that you had.
I was up taking pictures of my kids with the airplane, and a couple had stopped me to ask about the organization. And we explained what it was and that what Magical Mix Kids did for us. And I told her about my daughter and her condition, and told her how that most everything that we do this week is paid through Magical Mix Kids, and that it was such a blessing to us, and that even last winter we shoveled snow all winter, my whole family did, to save extra money for this trip. And I went and sat, and then she said, oh, that's a great thing. And I went and sat down, and she came over and handed me some money and said she wanted to make sure that each one of my kids got a souvenir on them. And it was such a God thing. It's such a blessing.
Wow. There are so many good people in this world.
Yes, there is.
Sometimes we don't hear enough about the good people. We hear about some bad things that happen. And we need to hear more stories about this, because mostly we hear it's good people doing good things.
And that is
total
correct.
Strangers, right?
That is correct.
And they're not from the Cedar Valley.
No.
They're just traveling in the airport.
That is correct.
Wow. That's an awesome story. And what, as you said, what a God blessing to have them in this world and doing what they're doing.
And you guys for letting us, because this would not be something we'd be able to do. So thank you.
Well,
and thank you for everybody that contributes to the Magical Mix Kits. We totally appreciate it, and we are looking forward to this week.
Well, thank you for your patience. It took a little while to get here. A little longer than normal, waiting out COVID, but we're here, and
we're having
a great time.
That's right.
So, Rhonda, to you and your husband, Randy, and to your family, thank you for what you've done and your commitment to your children, and just have a great week.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Jim Koloff, broadcasting with 93.5 The Mix.